Have you heard of Raise Them Well? It's our company that we started back when I was pregnant with our second son, Hutch, and we couldn't find the supplements and the trustworthy products that we were really looking for our own family. And so Wiggy and I decided to create our own, and Raise Them Well was born. We provide a lot of different products, including vitamins and supplements for your children, really great magnesium products, prenatal vitamins, and more. So make sure you check out raisethemwell.com for all of those offerings, especially if you're looking to clean up your family's products in the new year and maybe just get a little bit crunchy. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Healthy Discourse. It's Emily here, and I'm excited to welcome on today's guest to the show, Dr. Kim Snyder. Hey, Kim.
Hey Emily, how are you doing? I
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
am.
Wonderful. So, Dr. Kim is a chiropractor in the area where I live and also is a fellow crunchy mom. And remind me how many kids you have. Do you have two sets of twins?
Two sets of twins, five kids. Yep, they're
Okay.
nine, five, and three.
Gotcha. Okay. So you just have one more than me and almost the same ish spread of ages. So,
Yes.
oh, wow.
Busy house, busy house.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, I wanted to have Dr. Kim on today because I feel like I think we could argue just in general that there's a lot of confusion about all of the purposes of chiropractic care and so forth, but especially when it comes to children. And your clinic specializes in families. Am I correct on that? And you guys see
Yep.
a lot of children. So tell us just a little bit more about your office, and then we'll dive into some of the specifics about all the ways that chiropractic can be really helpful for children.
So I own Village Family Chiropractic. We started close to a decade ago, and the goal really was to bring, true natural health care to the community and hope to families. Specializing in pediatric and prenatal care. So really starting with mom and preconception, helping her body be as strong and healthy as possible to grow a nice, strong, healthy baby, and then helping through birth and into those early years, that are just so formative in laying down the groundwork of, a child's health their whole life. We have three doctors on team. We all specialize in pediatric and prenatal, but of course we see the whole family. It's called Village Family Chiropractic, specifically because, we do feel like so many times we're just told to, raise our families just by ourselves, but that's not how we are designed, as humans. We need each other. And so our goal is really to get the resources to our family so that they have that support in whatever decisions it is that they're making for their care, that they have the support for that from experts in the community, and that we can do this all together, as a village.
Right. I love that because I think that's one of the things that we see going the wrong way more and more in our culture in the healthcare setting is there's so much lack of individualization, number one, but also a lack of giving families resources to make their own decisions and instead saying it's our way or the highway and we know best and you do what we say. And I love that you are coming a lot alongside families and giving them the resources that they need, providing information and being a resource yourself rather than laying down the hammer that we know best, right? So,
Right. And so many just don't even know that it's possible
yeah.
to raise a family in a different way,
Right.
and where do I even start with that, So
Yeah.
we hope to provide that for families.
Sure. Well, let's talk about children specifically for a few minutes because I think that's an area of chiropractic that people don't really don't understand. I know that there's a lot of confusion around it in general, but I think a lot of people think, oh, adults' backs and necks hurt and they go to the chiropractor, and that's kind of how this works. But let's talk a little bit more about children and some of the reasons that chiropractic adjustment might be helpful for children.
No matter adult, child, no matter who it is, chiropractic's really simple to understand because it's really just based off the physiology of the body. You know, the central nervous system, brain and spinal cord are protected by that spine. And through physical, chemical, and emotional stressors, that spine can become misaligned. And when that happens, it's going to decrease the brain's ability to communicate through that spinal cord to all the vital organs and systems of our body. And that'll include the musculoskeletal system, but it also includes your digestive system, cardiac system, respiratory system, reproductive system, so on and so forth, to where when you have those misalignments of the spine and the brain and body aren't communicating properly, health and the expression of health that our body is just naturally programmed to do just isn't going to be happening. And so whether it's an adult or a child, we are analyzing their spine for those misalignments that are creating neurological interference. And then with the adjustment, we are just allowing the brain and body to communicate better. And then we step back and let their body do what God designed it to do, you know, heal and function the way, you know, the way it was made to. Right. Specifically with kids, you know, this starts at birth. You know, they are, you know, we're in our mom's uterus and we are running out of space. So it gets pretty tight in there, you know, but then, you know, contractions start and you have normal contractions, 50 to 60 pounds of pressure downward on baby's neck. And then they go through the kind of distraction through the birth canal. And then they may have the welcoming committee helping them, I like to call them, you know, maybe with vacuum or forceps or even just their hands kind of pulling baby out. And, you know, and you watch it happen, even most natural birth or, you know, even cesarean birth, and you watch it happen. And gosh, I mean, your face kind of screws up a little bit like, oh, man, that's got to hurt, you know. And whenever we put it in that aspect of like, this is why I check babies. Have you ever seen a birth? You know,
right.
You ever watch that? You know, that baby goes through a lot, you know. So that's actually when that first misalignment can happen. Now, if you add Pitocin into it, you're looking at 100 to 120 pounds of pressure downward on baby's neck.
Wow. So it's like double.
Yes. Yeah.
Dang. Okay.
If you're looking at Pit, you know that they're probably on Pit for, you know, sometimes it's hours, you know. Mm-hmm. And so right from the
get. Don't get me started on Pitocin, Kim. Don't get me started.
Okay? I'm sure you and I could have many conversations that would go on for hours.
I was actually having a conversation about Pitocin and just inductions in general that are probably largely unnecessary with someone the other day. And just wondering how often, and I'm sure there's probably research somewhere, how often non-medically necessary induction, obviously there's a place, right, that ends up in an emergency C-section. I would love to know those numbers. You probably know them, but.
We're sitting, as a nation, we're sitting at a 57% cesarean rate. And the WHO,
57.
In the World Health Organization says that a developed country with where we are, we should be under 15%. So we have literally, and this has gone up since COVID, I'm sure. But we have literally we're like, we see your 15%, you know, hand me my beer type thing. But it's, yeah, we could absolutely go off on a pretty decent 57 tangent about that.
57. I literally have my jaw on the floor. I knew it was way higher than it should be, but I did not know it was that high.
It is insane.
Tangent, but like,
yes.
Let's think about all the dollars that are involved in that and all the other things, right? Absolutely. So anyway, sorry, let's go back to babies because that
Yeah. So that misalignment with that creating that neurological interference called a vertebral subluxation complex, or a subluxation for short, can happen right at birth. Now, what that's going to look like for a baby, it could look like absolutely nothing, or it could look like very small, benign things. Like baby likes to only turn their head to the right. Now, if baby only likes to turn their head to the right, they may also only like to nurse comfortably for mom on the left side. And so latching can be impacted. That's going to impact not just latching from a biomechanical standpoint, but also a neurological aspect, because now you're impacting the rooting and the sucking reflex, which is essential, of course, for breastfeeding. So latching concerns, we see that a lot with babies, be helped with chiropractic care, failure to thrive, colic, digestive issues, As they get older, you know, you watch a baby, you know, learning how to walk, they're, you know, do the drunken toddler walk, right? They're just bumping into everything, falling down. I mean, half the time, if we did that as adults, we'd be in the bed for a week, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of impact on that spine. And in the first 2 years of our life, our spine goes from the C-shaped fetal position, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these curves that we're supposed to have, our primary four curves that we're supposed to have in just 2 years. That's actually the most change that our spine will go in, will have in that short amount of time, our whole life. So that first 2 years is really essential for setting up, you know, how the spine is going to grow properly. But then on that neurological aspect, we have the first 5 years that sets the foundation for our whole life of our entire nervous system. So mm-hmm. all the firing, all the new neurological connections, everything that is going to be firing our brain in those beautiful ways for cognitive development, all have their foundation laid by the first 5 years. And so that's another reason why, you know, you come in our office and it looks like a daycare, because we have so many babies, toddlers, and kids on, you know, 5 years old or around that area getting adjusted for that simple fact, making sure that the neurology and the spine are growing healthy from the beginning, as opposed to trying to fix something later.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. That makes so much sense. I have a funny story when, my younger bio son was a baby. I have really narrow hips. So like I do the hip jut really badly, mm-hmm. which, and I had to wear a cast in my third trimester with him because I tore the soft tissue in my ankle. So by the time he was like 6 months old, I was just a disaster. And so I was going regularly to the chiropractor, and he struggled with constipation some as a baby. And so my chiropractor would just, you know, hold him a certain way for a second. And every single time he did that, he would have a bowel movement within like 30 seconds. It was, and we laughed so hard because it worked every single time.
Yeah.
So yeah. I know that's one of the things that can be incredibly helpful for children. And, you know, through our Raise Them Well business, we've talked about constipation on the podcast a lot.
Yes.
Obviously it's very multifaceted for most kids. Usually there are dietary issues and mm-hmm. toxin issues, but clearly there are spinal issues as well, because it seems to make a huge difference for a lot of kids.
Yes. Yes. And they all play in together. So that subluxation that I'm talking about with that spinal misalignment, creating that neurological interference, is actually caused by those inputs. So physical, you know, that physical input, the chemical input, that of course is going to, you know, diet falls into, and then the emotional input too. So mm-hmm. yeah, it all plays in. And in our practice, we really make sure that we talk about all that too. You know, we don't want to have somebody have to come and get adjusted and for that to be the only thing that works. Like, we want to connect them with other people that will help them with their nutrition. Like, you know, like what you said, helping with their nutrition, helping with their stress management, and so that they can hold their adjustment better and longer, and their body again can just take over what it's supposed to be doing by itself anyways, you know?
Right. Right. So you start really early with, mm-hmm. or you prefer to start really early. How about, what are some of the reasons, like, let's say that, you know, I have a 6-year-old, what are some of the reasons that you may want to begin seeing a chiropractor with a child who's a little, if that's not something that's been a part of your life until then?
Yeah. So we see chiropractic help with anything from constipation, like you were talking about, to depression, anxiety, ADD or ADHD, mm-hmm. autism, sensory processing disorders, allergies. These are a lot of things that, you know, kind of show up 6-year-olds, depression, anxiety a little bit later, but, you know, those other ones, you know, kind of show up around that time. Even, you know, anything from picky eaters. I've heard my parents say, gosh, after getting adjusted, I didn't tell you this, but they wouldn't eat anything. And now they'll eat anything that I put on the table, you know?
So fascinating. Really, yeah.
It's really, once that nervous system's just working the way it should, the body just kind of takes over from there.
Yeah. And I think what you said is true because I think in as a culture, again, we all want like a quick fix and that one magical thing that's going to fix everything, right? And generally, all of these issues that we have taken time to begin presenting. And a lot of times, we're always looking for the root cause. That's kind of how we live our lives. But a lot of times there's more than one. And so it's kind of like, what are the complementary therapies with like as with constipation again, with gut restoration and eliminating toxins that are contributing to it and incorporating chiropractic care and some of these other things like anxiety even can contribute to that. So there's often, especially in this incredibly toxic, stressful world we live in, there's a lot of times multiple causes, which in turn means we need complementary solutions. And there's not usually just that one magic bullet that fixes everything, even for
Absolutely.
kids. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's usually a couple of different things that got us there, so it's going to usually take a couple of different things to get that healing process going.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. So what would you say are maybe like some of the misconceptions that people misunderstand about chiropractic care, especially in the family setting?
Yeah, so one that once I'm adjusted, I'm fixed. And everything's all
Right.
done. It took time and repetition and consistency to get you to where you are. So it's going to take time and repetition and consistency to peel back those onion layers and really get to, the root of what's going on. So that, kind of like we were just talking about, that bullet that fixes it all. Nobody's broken that's walking into the office. I'm not a mechanic. I'm not walking in and being like, okay, there's the button and boop, and then okay, everything's good. See you in 6 months. Your body is multifaceted and everything is connected. So anything I do is impacting something else on your body. So I've got to read your body and pick up on that and go to that particular area to help assess there and release that healing process as well. So yeah, the one time fix, a lot of times, absolutely, it's gonna start, giving the results from the beginning. But a lot of times, that healing, after an adjustment, your body is healing better right away. It's not always feeling better right away, right?
Right. Yes, that's a really great clarification. And that's what my Wiggy would say too. Like people think that they can come have one appointment with me and that it's going to be like magically better. Like that I'm he reminds people
Right.
often that he is not God. He's
Yes.
grateful that God has gifted him and given him the interest in this type of medicine, but that he is not, he doesn't have a magic bullet. So
Right. Absolutely.
yes. What other misconceptions do people have?
I would say with the way that we adjust, so people, thank you, TikTok and ASMR. There's so many videos out there that many chiropractors would stop because it's all, these loud noises and cracks and fast movements. And whenever I tell somebody, yeah, I'm a pediatric chiropractor, I mean, they look at me like I have just, harmed a child right in front of them,
No
and
doubt,
it's what they're envisioning is this, grown up adjustment, where, yeah, you may hear some cavitation. But we are absolutely not doing that on babies. With babies, it is soft and gentle. It is very specific. We use about the same pressure you would use to check the ripeness of an avocado with the adjustment. And we're just holding the bone in the position until it kind of moves itself back into place. A lot of my babies sleep through their adjustments, even because it's so gentle. Even with kids, we use different techniques as well. And even with our adults, there's some people that love the kind of old school rack and crack 'em type kind of risk
I'm
adjustment.
one of them. I'm one of them. I'm like, the more pops, the better. But I'm kind of intense in general, so.
And then there's others that are like, if I hear my body make a noise, I'm gonna freak out on you, you know? So we have, I tell our families, you know, between all of us, we have about 9 different ways to move every joint in your body. So if we ever do anything that you're like, that adjustment was cool, but if we could never do it again, that would be better. We will do that because we want you to be, you know, relaxed, because then your body accepts the adjustment better. Like, we are not here trying to force the body to do something that it doesn't want to do. You know, we have modern medicine for that. Sorry, I'm not going to throw fireballs, but we are working with the body, not against the body, you know?
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So awesome. Well, Kim, you're such a breath of fresh air and full of so much knowledge too. And so one more question, because obviously people listen from all over. How would you suggest looking for a chiropractic office that might fit your family's needs best? I know it can feel overwhelming, obviously, finding any kind of medical provider. But what would you say are some general things that families can look for to find a good fit?
Yes. So that's a great question. So all chiropractors go through 8 years of schooling. We do have, everyone has pediatric prenatal classes that we take. But then those who are really passionate with working with families go through about, I have done over 500 more credit hours for my certification, but it's anywhere from 200 to 500 to sometimes, you know, 1500 more credit hours to get further certification working with pediatric prenatal and families through different organizations. The one that I have gone through, which is worldwide and I love so much, and honestly, any of my patients that are like, oh, my cousin and so-and-so needs a, you know, family chiropractor, I always send them here. It's the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. And that is ICPA4, the number 4, kids.com. And you go on there, there's research, you put in your zip code or your state, city and state, and it'll find you a pediatric prenatal chiropractor in your area.
Fascinating. That's so great to know. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. I know you're very busy between your practice and your family, and just really appreciate all of the good, solid information and resources that you guys are delivering to your clients and patients. I know that it really, it's so empowering to feel like we have information that we can disseminate ourselves and make our own choices, and that there isn't one right way to do anything. So thank you for spreading that message. That's what we hope to spread here at Healthy Discourse as well. And I'll look forward to catching up with you again soon. Maybe we can talk about another topic, like all of those cesarean sections. That'd be interesting.
Yes. Yes. We'll need a 2-hour podcast for just birth in general. So let's do it.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Have a great one.
Thank you, Emily. Bye.